You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional ancestral unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy!
Welcome to the show. My name is Andrew Willis, and this is Andy Land Radio, and today is your day. That is right. We are not broadcasting live on a Wednesday night. We are broadcasting Thursday and a day. Bring a little bit of nighttime fun to the day. On today's show, we have TV Party, Board Decor, Gooch Palms, The High Curves, Necking, Laverne, Slaves, Leon Elf, and Boslin on today's show. Get ready, get up, get down, have some fun. This is Andy Land Radio.
Making you feel smarter and happier. It's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis on CITR 101.9 FM.
TV Party on Andy Land Radio. Welcome, everybody. It is Thursday, which means we're getting close to Friday. I don't know what to say. I just want to get out of here. I just want to go out and, like, hide in my home. I don't even want to go outside. It's nice out. People like the sun. I don't. I get all sweaty and nasty. There's just something about, I don't know. You know how it goes. It's winter. Everyone gets really, like, antsy. They get, like, cabin fever. They just want to go outside. And then once the sun actually comes, then you're like, God, I don't really want to go out there. I'm going to get all sweaty and nasty. So that's just generally how I feel. I generally am a curmudgeon when it comes to the weather. But you know what? I got to enjoy it. Happy birthday, by the way, to Sandra Bernhard. Not like anyone knows who she is, but I do. I love her tremendously. She is 64 years old. Colin Quinn, another comedian, is 6 years old as well. Paul Giamatti, 52. So happy birthday to you here in studio. There's some things in the news that I want to talk about, some stuff that don't usually get spoken of all that often. And one of the things that I want to talk about is Pride Month. It is Pride Month. I know Vancouver is a little late to Pride Month. There's a whole reason behind that. It has to do historically with when we had our Pride and ba-ba-da-ba-da. Anyways, but everyone's having their Pride in the month of June and then July and then August. Just summer is just a big time for gays to get naked. Not myself included. I like to hide my body in severe shame. I don't know why. It's usually because I get burnt. That's the problem. Whenever I take off my top, in 20 seconds, I'm completely burnt. And then I just have this heinous tan line just going the whole entire time that I'm out there this summer. But everyone's celebrating Pride. And these big, giant companies are also celebrating Pride, too. And I had a moment of pause where I nearly fell down and died when I saw that Roots on Robson has a big, giant Pride flag banner right outside of their store. And I remember when I used to work there in 2011, many years ago, I worked at the Roots on Robson. And what made me quit working at the Roots on Robson was when my manager told me that my jeans were too skinny and that the men's jeans are not that skinny there and that men are going to find them to be a little too feminine on me and that I should wear baggy, loose jeans to work. Baggy, loose jeans are not my favorite thing in the world. Even as I've gotten larger in size, I still wear my skinny jeans because why not? It makes me feel sexy and hot. But yeah, that was it. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. And I said to my manager, who was wearing purple contact lenses, which is so strange. Like, who wears purple contact lenses? And I said to her, I was like, you're Asian. No one's going to believe you have purple eyes, for Christ's sake. But anywho, I digress. She said to me that, yeah, I had to go home and change. Anyways. That was that. I quit. Emily, Emily, are you there?
I'm here.
I hear you, baby. You're on the line. Thanks for calling in. I thought you weren't going to call in. Hi. So yeah, I was just kvetching about how I used to work at Roots, and I was told that my pants were too feminine for my masculine body, and I just basically said to my manager, who was Asian, had purple contact lenses in, who looked equally ridiculous, and her eyes were like red. Like, remember, she had like a severe case of pink eye, but those contacts still made their way into her eyes every morning.
Goodness.
Yeah, and she's telling me I look weird, honey. You got pink eye, pink eye. You got pink eye and purple corneas. It's strange.
I quit a couple years, many years ago, but I never caught on to that.
Yeah,
I really understood it.
I don't know. I didn't. I was never into it. I don't know who wear. Like, why would people want to wear purple? Like, I don't know.
No idea.
I don't. You know what? I don't care if they're wearing purple contact lenses, but don't judge me and say that my hips are too feminine in a pair of jeans. I'm gonna scare off all the male customers, and then on top of that, be all about Pride. Like, I never understood that. So,
I know.
How do you feel? Walmart, by the way, I was on a tear about Walmart this morning because, again, they're all big about Pride. Mm-hmm. And I was at the Walmart getting my rotisserie chicken. I see that they're selling these Pride t-shirts. And I thought, how can Walmart be selling Pride t-shirts? You know? And then I actually was looking at different human rights councils and all this other stuff, and there's this big human rights index that's done, and apparently Walmart's actually a champion for LGBT causes.
Well, so, you know what? I say it's like that movie we saw, Celluloid Closet, Visibility at All Costs. I don't know. Would that be...
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, yeah, like, do I want, like, Pat Robertson or, like, you know, Oral Roberts or, like, you know, do I want some crazed televangelist? Not really. I'd be like, no.
Everything... Like, totally cashing in on the Pride thing right now. Like, Jonathan Van Ness just signed up with Essie for a Pride, like, nail polish line. Like, everyone's...
I mean, that's cool.
It's good and bad, yeah. Like, I get it.
I just get frustrated when I see, like, Pride t-shirts that are super generic. And, you know, they're being sold. And it's like, don't tell me you're selling gay pride. Because that's like when people take like indigenous like coyotes on a cliff with the moon behind it and they're howling. And it's like, please, you want to tell me you actually give a shit about indigenous causes? I don't believe it. You know what I mean?
I don't I don't mind those so much as long as they're actually done by an Indigenous artist.
Yeah, if it's somebody, if it's profiting directly an Indigenous artist,
but
sweet.
But if it's like, you know, like some Asian company doing.
Well, that's
like,
what I mean. Yeah. When I show up at like a Fields in, you know, Merritt in the Okanagan, and I'm like, what is this? You know, strange, bizarre pencil crayon drawing of like a howling wolf with like a wind cat or was a dream catcher in front of its face. And there's feathers dangling in front of the eye. Like, it's weird. Like, I'm just like, what the hell? So
that's like a hipster t-shirt these days, like howling wolves on a
I don't know. It's bizarre. Look, anywho, all I can say is, I guess, I don't know, good on Jonathan Van Ness, good on Walmart.
I love it. I'm like, hey, whatever.
Good on the Walton family for profiting off of Pride. I really appreciate that.
No, that's true. That is really annoying because they're already cashing in on enough stuff.
Well,
nice parallel, by the way. I will probably have to bring you a donut because I just have
you
my
better.
Rocked.
You know what? I
They're
need
so
you know.
Good.
I know your debit card PIN number, so I'm going to tell you things you know nothing about. I will tell you one thing. As soon as you get here, I'm taking that debit card. I'm running over to McDonald's. I'm getting myself a junior chicken, and I'm getting you one too. How's that?
It's pretty low
with your money. Okay, well, you're gonna have to ask your mom for some money because you and me, my stomach needs to be supported right now, Emily.
Well, I'm going to bring you a donut.
I'm going through some emotional trauma right now. It's Pride Month. I'm triggered.
Okay. Oh, no.
I'm feeling really triggered right now. I need food.
You need a raspberry cream cheese donut in your life.
I need a cream pie. That's what I
need. You know what?
I need something. That's what I need. Let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
I'm caffeinated. I've been sampling coffees all morning from my JJ Bean training. Mm-hmm. So I'm super high energy. So enjoy.
All right. Okay, well, look, you know what? I like to say that was fun, but it wasn't. I got to let you go. When you get here, come to the studio.
I will for sure. Love you a lot.
Okay. I love you too. And bring your debit card. I need that. All right. Okay. Get out of here, Emily. All right. We got to go. All right. Look, we have No Love and Romance, Bore Decor next on Andyland Radio.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Wasted on Andy Land Radio. What can I say? I love them. I actually have been sending some messages on Instagram to the Gage Bombs. I really want to see them come here to Vancouver and perform. I know that Mattiel, who's another Instagram friend who we've also played on the show, she's going to be performing at the Wise Hall on June 9th. So there you go. If you have nothing to do, please just come do it with me. June 9th. At the Wise Hall to see Mattiel perform. I'm trying to get Emily to call into the station. Hold on, I'm just sending her a little message here. I love my Emily, but she's not here right now. She should be with me. Let's see here. Okay, our number is 604-822-2487. CITR, that's the number. 604-822-2487. Call the station if you just want to chat with me. If you want to flirt with me, I'm there. I'm single. What can I tell you? I got nothing else going on. I got some news. Here, let's see. Let me read some news while Emily's waiting to call in. Frasier. There's going to be a reboot of Frasier that starred Kelsey Grammer in the 90s. There are currently 6 different ideas that are percolating around what to do with the continuation of the show. Emily, you're on the line. Here you go. Hello? Emily.
Hello.
What do you think about Frasier coming back on the air? They're thinking about doing it.
Right.
You never watched Frasier?
Oh, Frasier. Yeah. Oh, I love
Frasier. Hello. Yeah. I mean, Kelsey Grammer is kind of a dink, but I don't know. It's kind of a weird. It's kind of a strange guy. Also, a big Republican, which also grosses me out in a weird way.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. All right, we got to get the show rolling here. Boys are more afraid of snakes than girls. A study from Ohio State University found that boys are more afraid of snakes, monsters, and scary amusement park rides than girls. And girls are more afraid of thunderstorms and the dark. I can see why women are afraid of the dark.
I'm actually scared of both of those things, so that's hilarious.
You're scared of thunderstorms?
100% can confirm, yes.
No way.
Terrified.
Really?
Yeah. No, I even remember we were camping somewhere, and my dad literally had to shield me with like a sleeping bag because I was like so terrified of a thunderstorm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm. Yeah.
Let's give this a try. Here. Can you hear this?
Yes.
Emily, there's a thunderstorm!
Oh, you're hilarious.
Can you hear that? It's raining, too. No. There's no sound effect for dark, though.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. There's no way to do that. Maybe crickets. I don't know. Women don't like how they look in bathing suits. Emily, I know you feel this way about your body, so I want you to speak about this because I feel the same way, too. It's not just women. It's men. Women.
I don't know. I think it depends on which kind of bathing suit. Sometimes I really love how my body looks in a bathing suit. It really depends on the store.
I like how your body looks in any bathing suit. Let me tell you, you look hot and curvy. Apparently, a new poll reveals that only 6% of women think that they're looking good in a bathing suit, and 40% think they look okay, and 30% of women said don't ask. I'm one of those women that says don't ask me about how I look in my bathing suit.
You know why?
I don't like it.
There's not enough bathing suits available, and there's not enough sizes available. Too many stores are sizes.
Well, but that's the problem. Even if I find one that fits, I still feel kind of gross about myself. And I got these big old, I got tits like tomato cans. Okay. You know. I mean, you know what my grandma used to say to me whenever I go to the pool and I'd be afraid of being made fun of because I had boobs? She'd say, if Dolly Parton has big boobs, so can you. So, there you go.
I love that.
All right.
Embrace what you have. Absolutely.
It's a big embrace.
You know how fun wearing a bra is. Or not fun.
I could not wear a bra in the summer. It would kill me.
You know what? I have to say, I'm on Main Street, and I just saw this girl, my size and everything, like rocking the no bra, and I was like, "Yes, girlfriend, I want to right now as well."
Yeah. You know what, Emily? Nice. Take off that stanky big bra of yours. I know you got this huge bra on. First
Not
of all,
one.
You bought it at Sears. I know you did because my grandma has
I'm
the same
a one.
Today. What? Are you wearing the beige? Are you wearing the beige bra from Sears?
I'm
you bought
wearing the beige guy. No, different one today.
I kind of want you to because that was my favorite bra. I like wearing your bras from time to time, and that one's the most comfortable. It has the widest straps.
It is really comfortable. The one I'm wearing today is, I would say, very comfortable. Also,
yeah. So. Did you get it at Mark's Work Warehouse?
This one, no. This might have been actually the Bay. I'm
oh really?
Sure.
Oh wow, you're fancy. She's the fancy lady.
Oh yeah.
She buys her bras at the Bay. I don't know.
Big whoop.
I'm a Denver Hayes kind of gal when it comes to bras. I like a thick strap.
Denver hate.
I like a thick strap and a big hefty underwire like rebar.
I don't even know. Yeah, they do sell bras, I guess. I haven't been to Mark's in a long time. You've thankfully turned me off of that store.
Well,
so.
I did. It's a little bit strange. Emily.
However, they have the best underwear ever. So
there's a lot of angry suburban moms who love Jesus and hate hate homosexuals who shop at Mark's Work Warehouse.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like it.
I don't. Made in the
it's
past
no,
10 seconds.
Emily, I believe it to be true. I will we're going to go to every Mark's Work Warehouse, and I guarantee you, we will find at least one woman who is like a barbecue Becky.
Oh my goodness. We're just going to have to go Main Street shopping more and hit up our vintage stores to see what's going on. There's so many.
I don't like shopping. No, I don't like shopping to those either. I don't like a lot of things, clearly.
What?
They're All expensive. Right. And my
but
days.
F as in Frank is so like a store I would see you loving.
F as in Frank is fine, but again, none of the stuff fits me. And it's like $50 for a t-shirt.
Okay, true. Sometimes.
Like, yeah. Like, yes. Why would I want to do that when I can just go to like the Gap and steal something from there with you? You remember? Remember when we get a little drunk, Emily? We drink a little bit too much vodka, and then we go shopping, and I end up stealing a T-shirt.
I love that it's always in West Van.
I know. Like, I love it. It's fabulous.
A charlatan.
It's fabulous. I feel like there's nothing better than like knocking back a couple vodkas. And then, like, during a weekday at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, going to West Van and robbing the Gap of, like, a t-shirt.
What did you call it? Our clandestine, like, West Van mom moment?
Oh, yeah. It was great. We got West Van mom drunk, and then we decided to go rob the Gap. Like, it was, like...
Well, you.
The whitest thing we could have done. I think we had Pinot Grigio that day, too. It's weird.
Gotta love Pinot. We're Grigio girls.
I would not call myself a Grigio girl.
Okay.
I'm a Denver Hayes. I'm a Haynes her way kind of girl. pack of sex underwear. You know it. The elastic just breaks after a week.
You know what?
Where are you? Where are you?
Are you? I am at 49th Parallel waiting for our friends Josh and Eric to arrive.
Why aren't you at the studio with me?
Because I was with my girlfriend Jordan. We just finished our training for JJ Beam.
What's her
name? Yeah, it was fun.
Just so everyone knows, Emily Bronstein is my best friend ever. Emily Ewing. She's my best friend. I love her a lot. We share bras. We share money. I mean, it's all my money, but I take her money if I can. And what else is there? What else? We don't share boyfriends. That'd be a little weird. We do share porn every now and again. Like, I find a really good clip, and I'm like, oh, my God, Emily, you got to check this out.
That's true.
You know? Oh, God. Yeah.
Sharing is caring.
You said, actually, you know what you share with me the most is pictures of your breast.
Oh.
Like, 2 a.m, I wake up, and you're like, does my boob look weird? And there's like a photo of your boob, like this big honking breast.
It's fascinating to me. They're just like really interesting. I don't know. You would too.
Honey,
yours are interesting.
You know what? I will push my chest together and take a photo right now. Here, let's see. Let's put this on Instagram.
I was gonna say, do you not enjoy receiving them? I feel like you probably do.
Emily, I just pushed my chest together. All right, let's see if this works. All right, I'm going to put this on Twitter right now. Follow me on Twitter at Andyland Radio. Follow me on Insta. There you go. It's my breast. I just took a photo. Okay, look, we got to move on. We have the High Curbs play next. Emily, if you can get to the station, I'd really like for you to be here so I can love you in every way, shape, and form.
I will be there soon, baby.
Okay, cool. I'll call you in later when we do the weird and wacky news, okay?
I love it. Sounds
all right.
Great.
Peace out. That was Emily Bronstein, everybody, my best friend. We love her very much. We have I Know the High Curbs next on Andyland Radio.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9 FM. Ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. We're topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
Rihanna is the richest female musician. That is true. Good for her. Rihanna has been named the world's richest female musician, but her fortune isn't solely from her music. The Barbados native has amassed her wealth in large part from her Fenty Beauty line, which launched in 2017. I know Emily Ewing loves Fenty Beauty. Emily, you're there, aren't you?
I'm there. Hi.
And you love Fenty Beauty. I know this to be true.
Yes.
You and I both like the body lava.
The body lava, the lip balm? I don't know what it's called, but it's so good. Yeah, all of it.
I like it. It makes me glow. Well, you know what? Because we love it so much and we buy all of her stuff. Oh, my God. I'm coughing. I'm choking, Emily. Okay, no, I'm fine now. Oh, my God. The spirit of Rihanna just came inside me. Oh, my God. Hold on. She's trying to. Okay, there we go.
You're nuts. I
know.
It.
The icon is now worth $600 million, Emily, thanks to your mom's money and me. Yeah. Emily gets a little bit of an allowance, like making fun of her for that.
For school.
Yeah, well, for school and for other things, and for me, too, for buying me Coca-Colas every now and again.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Susan Ewing. I really appreciate that.
And friends.
Yeah, thank you. So Rihanna is worth $600 million, according to Forbes, which puts her ahead of Madonna, who is worth $570 million, Celine Dion, who's worth $450 million, and Beyonce, who is only worth a mere chump chains, $400 million. That's it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, Beyonce is poor compared to Rihanna. Huh. She's only worth $400 million. It's weird.
I am surprised.
Yeah. Did you know that during pregnancy, men gain 14 pounds? A study found that the average weight gained during pregnancy is 14 pounds, and that's by the baby's father.
Weight.
Huh?
Yeah, sympathy weight.
Emily, stop interrupting me. I'm trying to read a news script, for Christ's sake. Okay.
I was saying sympathy weight. Yes,
okay, you know what?
I've heard that.
Okay, thanks for sharing. 5,000 male survey respondents said that they're eating more than their partners pregnant as their pregnancies progress. So what do you think about that, Emily? The floor is all yours.
I give you permission. I totally get that. It's very much sympathy weight, I think. Like, they're understanding what their wife is going through, their stress, you know, the wife is stressed, they're eating more. I don't know. I'm sure it varies from couple to couple.
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I don't know. I gained 14 pounds just by looking at a donut. And by the way, which donut are you buying me?
I know
you're buying me a donut. Huh?
I did. I got four.
You got four donuts?
Well, one's for Eric.
Yeah.
He's paying me back, which is nice.
Okay, I don't need the details. Are you pregnant?
No.
Did Evan get you pregnant?
No.
You're living in sin, woman. You're not even married.
We were talking about donuts.
I don't know. We're talking about a lot of things.
I got the peanut butter and jelly, and I got the raspberry cream cheese, and then there's two vanilla old fashioned. So we'll figure it out from
I
there.
Want I the raspberry like I want the raspberry cream cheese.
I got that for you.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
Great minds think alike. No problem. It's so good. Oh my god.
Do you want to hear something funny if I can find the notes properly? Here we go. Oh,
yes,
here we go.
I do.
Okay, I found it. All right. Wacky but true, a man pours salt in Walmart to remove evil spirits. That was probably me. A man in Central Florida, only in Florida, told deputies he poured salt on the floor of a Walmart to get rid of the evil spirits around him. Sheriff deputies arrested the 38-year-old man after he poured salt on the floor and on his feet before walking into the woods near his store.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I am not surprised. I've worked at Walmart.
Oh, you did? I forgot about that. Yeah.
In menswear. It was awful.
Was Walmart a good company to work for?
No. They definitely not value their employees. Kept
no.
Kept everyone at minimum wage and then kept everyone at low hours so they couldn't get benefits. Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
I heard they called you names.
What?
Yeah. I heard they called you a cracker all the time. They're racist towards you, Emily.
You're funny. Oh, Eric's here.
Oh, is he? Tell him to get his hands on my donut. Put Eric on the phone. I want to talk to him.
No, I know he wanted an old fashioned. Eric is an old fashioned kind of guy.
Okay, that's great to know. I want to talk to him on the phone. Get him on the phone for me right now.
Hello there.
Hello, Eric. How are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm really good.
You're on air right now. If you put your hands on my donut, I swear to God, I will come up like a shark out of the water and kill you.
Is yours the jelly one? The pink one?
I'm kind of in between. I don't know if I want the jelly cream or if I want one of the old...
with nuts on it?
Ew, no, I don't want that. Which one's that?
There's like one with like walnuts or something, but I'm not going to touch that one. So if you want it, feel free.
Can I just get a maple glaze or like a Boston cream or something? Like, does it have to be fancy?
I'm sure they have those.
An apple fritter or a bear claw, something.
Apple fritters are one of a kind. They are one of a kind.
Yeah, so are you. Okay, look, I got to move on the show. Are you guys going to be here anytime soon near the studio?
We are going to be there. We are definitely going to be there.
Okay,
ASAP.
You better hurry. Okay.
All right.
Let me talk to Emily before I go. Look, we're pressed
for
time. Let me talk to her. Pass the phone. Hurry. All right.
Hello.
Emily, I love you a lot, okay?
I love you a lot.
And you better protect that donut or else I'm going to kill you, okay? I'm going to drag you into the woods and kill you if you do not.
I believe you.
You know how much I love my donuts.
I know. I got it. It's all ready for you. Pink, like your heart.
Okay. Well, my heart's probably black because I smoke a lot of cigarettes. Okay, look, we got to go. I got to play some music. We got some new music on the show. Laverne is going to be on next. We saw them play. Did you like them?
Oh.
There you go. Emily just hung up on me. Well, there you go. That's how it goes. Look, new music on the show, Augustus by Laverne on Andyland Radio. We'll be right back.
and that's a brewing in store. Everything that you like, well, it's through that front door.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, yeah.
London Slaves on Andyland Radio. I'm Andrew Willis. We are here at CITR 101.9 FM. It's a fun place to be because nobody's here right now to annoy the hell out of me. I hate getting annoyed. It happens quite often. And it's happening right now because I want my donut. And Emily promised me she'd be here at 1 o'clock with donuts, but she has failed me. So I don't know what to say. I'll be getting some donuts soon when she comes in. Hey, there's some big giant conference that's happening here at UBC. I'm going to be checking it out, seeing how things are going with that. I don't know. It's free. I don't know. We'll see what trouble we can get in. I want to get into a little bit of trouble here on campus. It's always fun to do that, especially when you're learning. Like, if you can have fun while learning something, then there you go. Something fun for you to know about. Did you know that the most bug-infested cities are the following? There's a 2019 ranking by Terminix that made a top 50 list of the most bed bug-infested cities in the country. Philadelphia, apparently, is right there at the very top. It has held number one for the last 5 years, since 2014, while Cleveland has fell to number seven. So congratulations, Cleveland, on having less bed bugs. After 2 years, though, of being number one on the list, Cleveland was number one on the list for 2 years. It's wild. New York, Dallas, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, they rounded out at the top five spots. And Ohio has dominated the list with six cities in the top 50. So Ohio as a state has six cities that are just in the top 50 as having the most amount of bed bugs. Florida, though, it followed closely behind with five cities. So there you go. Florida, I'm surprised. I can't imagine bed bugs being able to live there. It is so warm, hot, and humid. It just doesn't make sense. A lot of stories kind of circling around in my weird and wacky news today about Florida. One of them is involving a woman who found an iguana in a toilet. A woman was surprised to find an iguana in her toilet bowl. Melissa Reynolds said that she was cleaning when she went into the bathroom and opened the toilet bowl lid to find an iguana sitting there. Now, I don't think you know this, but iguanas are very vicious. Like, if she sat down and went to the washroom, that iguana probably would have killed her, okay? Iguanas, very vicious, very fast animals, too. Are they animals? No, they're reptiles. So they're not an animal. I don't know how this works. I'm not like a big biology science person. But anywho, she slammed the lid shut and made a call to the best iguana catcher she knows, which is her father, actually. Trappers said that the iguanas have tendencies to climb up trees and go down pipes and all that other stuff. So that's what led to this iguana apparently getting into her toilet, was it was able to make it through the pipe system and into the toilet bowl. Weird, strange. It couldn't have been that big of an iguana, but still scary nonetheless. Police in the UK got a complaint about a woman whose ice cream did not have enough sprinkles on it. Now, this is totally something I would do with Emily. Like, I would probably call the police on Emily and be like, yo, police, Emily did not get me enough sprinkles on my donut. No, I would not actually do that. That would be a horrible misuse of the 911 emergency system. But a woman apparently thought this was okay to do in the UK. She called the police and said, hey, I don't have enough sprinkles on my donut. This is an issue. We were talking about who is rich and who is poor in Hollywood. And there you go. Beyonce, she's really poor. She's only worth $400 million. She has no money, nothing to spare, has chump change in her pocket. All right. I don't feel that bad for her, though, because Forbes also reports that Jay-Z has officially become a billionaire. He can now afford to pick up the slack of Beyonce with her meager $400 million. Next on the show, we have Leon Else, who I will be interviewing next week. He'll be on our show. Really fabulous guy. He's from L.A., but he's an English lad, and you know I love them. Next on the show, What I Won't Do, Leon Else on Andyland Radio.
Need a quickie? We have you covered. Visit AndylandRadio.com for clips from previous episodes. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open. Don't mean a thing with no one by your side.
Flex up on your bitch, I run this shit, you know I'm back. I like Cuban links, Versace drip, we're going swag. Know that Labatint makes purple drinks and smoke a bag. Niggas talking shit, niggas talking shit. It's that Valley shit, flex like Cali shit. Run the disrespect your anti shit, she stretch my tatty quick. Niggas moving like some cattle shit, I scope them dead and shit. I be on some fucking rocky shit, cause I don't trust no snitch, nah. Never hurt us, my niggas hungry for a shot. We watch the business in motion, our vision never fucking stop. Y'all niggas witness it spoken, I'll make sure I will never drop. Focus on the guap, stacking up my stocks, yeah.
Bitch, I'm on my element, my element. But bitch, I'm on my element, my element. Yeah. Bitch, I'm on my element, my element. But bitch, I'm on my element, my element.
Simmons, Ric Flair, Young Bozzy, beware. Flexed up like dynamite, I'm finna start a fight, I don't care. Smoke all in my system, don't talk and just listen. Fuck around, bring Hardy back, I drop the top to just fucking glaze it. I'm putting niggas in check, she moved that ass on the set. My life be bugging out these cats, it's like that sweet life on deck. Shout out to Zach and that Cody, move past these niggas on protein. I'm gaining fans quicker than you. Ain't running on that old machine. My life got up in the downs, I don't fuck with the clowns. I watch my mental health and kick depression out of my clouds. Too deprived, never fucking listen. Small talk never got the lesson. Ooh, no need for straight jackets, I'm crazy in person.
Element, Boslin. I love Boslin. Hi, Boslin. Hi, Isaac Markinson. Boslin, Element on Andyland Radio. Look, that's it for tonight, or today. I'm so used to saying tonight because I do the show every Wednesday, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central, here on CITR 101.9 FM. But here I am right now. Look, that's it. That's all, folks. That's all for today's show. If you want to catch more episodes, you can always do so. Go to andylandradio.com. They are all there. And if you want to slide into my DMs, I'm at andylandradio on social media. That's just the way it goes. So that's all, folks. Gonna go get my donuts from Emma LeBronstein. They better have sprinkles or else I'm calling the police. Anyways, good night, sleep tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and ceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit andylandradio.com. Andyland Radio is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance provided in part by Madeline Taylor, Miles Black, Alec Christensen, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.